The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I have taken a song from across our 9 different playlists. In fact, this one will be played for your enjoyment just after 7 a.m. on Absolute Radio 90s, which of course lives on your digital radio, on your smart speaker, or in the new Rayo app. If you can identify the song we have slowed down, you can have a shout out. It can be for you, it can be for your family, it can be for your friends, it can be for your work colleagues. Whoever you want it to be, we will read it aloud. Who can forget yesterday when we went into the autoglass realm?
Oh, yeah. Wow, we were there for quite some time,
weren't we?
We
were there for a while.
We don't get stuck there again.
Are you being sarcastic? If you were listening yesterday, you'll never forget where you were when we went into the autoglass realm. So 81215 is the number. But first, can you tell me who or what this is? Glenn Moore's not getting it.
No, I just love it. I was lost in the music.
Yeah. I think it sounds a bit like me at closing time again.
Okay, let's have another little listen.
I think it's easy. I'm getting it.
I'm lost.
No.
I'm so lost.
Okay. One more time then. 90s. Very 90s.
Oh, yeah. I got a word.
There he is. What about you guys?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is slow-mo solo time, as promised. Identify the song that I'm going to be playing you just after 7 on Absolute Radio 90s. Get yourself a shout-out. Here it is again if you're just joining us and you want to have a little late play. Useless to all of these music games that I've created, but I got that one. For me, it seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think it is.
We got it?
I think so.
Well, go on then, Glenn.
Am I allowed to?
Yes, please. Yes,
I think it's Pulp Babies.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. As I say, coming up on 90s. What a tune. So well done to Laura in Wolverhampton, who wants to shout out all the team in the office and also let them know that she is going to be late. So it's nice to provide the service.
It's just
a bit vague. Yeah. So if you work in an office in Wolverhampton with a Laura, she's going to be late. The devil's in the detail, Laura. We hope you get to work eventually. Matt in Manchester, who is gutted he is back in the office today because he's a Manchester United fan.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Matt, don't be gutted. Look, listen to what Eric Ten Hag said. There were so many positives in that game. Yeah. So just look at the positives.
He sees different games, doesn't he? Yeah.
I think he does, you know. So what are you watching on your device while your football team are playing?
Yeah, on the little iPad.
Yeah. Well, on Pro Evo, we were doing amazing.
Can you believe it? Jay in Southwark, and this is one of the most sinister shout-outs I've ever done. Jay in Southwark, things are about to get real for Lenny.
Oh, wow.
Sarah, Joel and Matt's en route to tickle some horses. And Jackie in Ascot, who wants to send good luck wishes to her daughter, Ava, who's playing in a girls' football tournament today. Good luck, Ava. You've got this. You can do it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's time for Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt, what is going on out there?
Well, first, someone called Shelley has been freaking out her exes on TikTok. It's a great idea, this. She said she sends what she calls ghoulish audio notes to men that text me out of the blue after ghosting me months prior. So when they come crawling back, right, a few months later, she doesn't reply to their text message, which just says, like, how are you doing? What are you up to?
Yeah.
She says, sends them a really weird voice note where she becomes some sort of like Middle English witch type character. As you'll hear, this is what one guy got sent.
What am I doing? Well, having an autumnal equinox celebration, a feast, jubilous celebrations. And you, Millard? What's that you doing?
And oh, you, Millard. I'm presuming they don't reply, but maybe
they
do.
Really weird if they did.
Still like,
It's amazing. It's a great idea. Great one to adopt going forward. And then the other one, on the social ammo desk, we've been monitoring the terrifying rise of AI for some time.
Yeah.
And this latest development comes from a guy, a musician and developer called AJ Smith, who's been using advanced voice mode on ChatGPT. So recently it's developed, and this allows you to have like natural, real-time conversations with AI.
Okay.
And it seems to work quite well on the conversation front, but it also duets on songs with you. So you can sing a song with it, and AI will join in via advanced voice mode on ChatGPT.
Yeah. If you are duetting with an AI, just call someone.
Just go out, yeah. So this is what it sounds like when an AI joins in with Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, whenever you're ready.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in a church where her wedding has been.
Lives in a tree.
Waits at the window. Wearing the face that she leaves.
She sounds a bit like a parrot at times because she keeps like encouraging him, going, yeah, you're doing great, you're doing great. But it's so scary, really.
Malfunction.
Yeah, she comes back though now.
All the lonely people, where do they all belong? You're nailing it.
You can hear sort of Lennon's contribution to that McCartney.
Do you think so, Yoko? Am I really nailing it?
He'd do the sort of T's and C's admin side of things, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying, really, isn't it? For people
on so many levels.
Don't try that with your Alexa. I don't think it's ready for that stuff yet. But I'll share those on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about them later on SH Your Data.
Thank you. One Breakfast Show, 9 different playlists on the main station right now. Paul Simon, You Can Call Me AI.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show on your Tuesday morning. And as we start a brand new month together, I thought, why don't we all compile one of my lists again? That's a nice idea, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
Because last time out, we looked at it from a new angle. We did a 180. We were focusing in on tradespeople up and down the land and asking them a big question. What can we do better by you?
Yeah.
How are we, the lay people, failing you as tradespeople? Yeah. Let us know. And we compiled a top five.
Getting it all out in the open. So now we all know.
It was great. 8-12-15 was the number. We had thousands of texts. We had callers. It was brilliant. And then I put together the definitive list. As I say, I did it with your help. And here's how it sounded. In at five, please only give us builder's tea. We don't want an Earl Grey, and we definitely don't want any almond milk. Coming in at four, not clearing out the space we need to get into. Please empty your messy cupboard so I can get to the boiler. After all, it is 2 o'clock in the morning.
True, what do you mean you don't know where the stopcock is?
At three, do not ask us tradespeople. Whilst you're here, could you just... We're busy already, thank you very much. Two, it's having no decent dipping tackle for the broom. Yes, I heard that sentence for the first time today as well. And in at number one, never, ever say, wouldn't it be better if you did it like this? Ooh. Never say that to me, weekend DIYers, for you are a moron! And that is the top five things we could do better as far as tradespeople are concerned. So I think you'll agree, we're just making the world a better place one small step at a time on The Breakfast Show.
Speaking truth to power.
Yeah. And, well, exactly, Glenn, well said. And today I'm doing a top eight, and it's top eight things we should just stop doing according to the hospitality industry.
I'm talking
about bar managers. I'm talking about folk who work behind the bar in the pub. I'm talking about the bouncers in the nightclub. I'm talking about the full gambit.
Silver service waitresses at a marquee event.
Well, why not? Why not,
people? That's a beautiful lyric. Very Alex Turner.
smack me on the bum with a woman's weekly.
That's Victoria Woman.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm getting too confused. It's even
Victoria Wood or Arctic Monkeys. I never know which one it is. Anyway, yes, the hospitality industry. If you work in any way within the hospitality industry, what are we doing wrong? How can we be better for you? Hashtag professional pet peeves. Hashtag triple P. 81215 is the number. Get in touch right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
$5,000 with fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Yes, wake up, have a Moju ginger shot for a fresh start to your morning, and then, and only then, can you take on five words, $5,000, and doing just that, we have Becky. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Becky. Hello. Hello, hello, and thrice hello. Welcome along to the show. Becky loves Absolute Radio 90s, and we love Becky for that. She once matched 4 out of 5 whilst playing along on five words, $5,000. Ooh. So this could be the day you go that one word further and win the money. If you were to win the money, Becky, what are you going to do with it?
Take my children on holiday.
Oh, that would be nice. Do you want to give a shout out to the kids?
Hi, Sophie. Hi, Joe. Hi, Finn.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Okay, do you have a preference who you'd get on the random player generator? In another way of me asking, do you have a favourite child? Is it Matt? Is it Anna? Or is it Glenn? Who would you most like to get?
Matt.
Okay, well, let's spin the random player generator. See who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
Oh, of course, Glenn is Mummy's favourite, right? We knew it all along. It is time for your walkout music.
Good luck.
It is time for Peter, your imaginary security guard, to scoop you up in his big, muscly arms and walk you out of the room. Such imagery. Yeah. Such beautiful imagery. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we're dealing with this morning. Becky, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll give Glenn Moore the same five words. If all five words match up, you can have £5,000 and take the kids on holiday. So good luck to you. Let's get down to business. Your first word this morning. Text. T-E-X-T. Text.
Message.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%. Post. P-O-S-T. Post.
Man.
Postman is good.
Spoon.
Fork.
Spoon, fork. I don't know what else to say for spoon.
No, I think fork's the
spoon's
one.
Spoon's hard.
Fork is the one.
Yeah. Spoon, draw.
Spoon, draw,
spoon
yeah.
Me. Spoon me.
Spoon,
no, I've spoon me. I've given too much away, haven't
spoon
I?
Spoon me.
Oh, Sarah Jane's texting again. Why'd you say these things out loud on the show? Big spoon, little spoon. I mean,
yeah.
Cardboard box.
Cardboard box.
Whatever, yeah. Anyway, Becky. 2 words remaining, the penultimate one of which is the word head. H-E-A-D.
Ache.
Headache.
Yeah, I would
very
have gone with
good.
That.
And finally, electric. E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C. Electric.
Car.
Nice.
Yeah, they're very
ooh,
good.
Solid.
Very
good. I think really it's the strong best set we've had this season.
Yeah,
yeah. Very possible that this could go.
Yeah, very impressive.
What? Come on, what is the...
Well, post is a really... There's so many
office,
good answers
I think,
for post.
Office.
Box,
yeah.
There's so many good ones. There's like...
Yeah.
But yeah, who knows? Who
yeah,
knows?
And are you going to spoon me just aside?
Yes, quite happily.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, Becky, stay right there. Matt's going to spoon me for a while, and then Glenn's going to come back into the studio, and we'll try and win you £5,000. I'm going to lay down there right now. Thank you, Matt.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
$5,000 with fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Okay, Glenn Moore has been carried back into the studio by his imaginary bodyguard, Peter. Here he is. Lovely.
Just here, thanks, Pete.
Becky is on line one. Becky, how are you feeling? Don't mention any of the words you gave me, please. How are you feeling right now?
Nervous.
Nervous, okay. Just so you know, I feel completely relaxed because Matt has spooned me with an inch of my life for the last 6 minutes, so I'm feeling great. I'm feeling almost floppy in the chair right now. So It's all to play for. You have, I can reveal, given a good set of answers. I think the Method Man's going to like these. So let's begin, shall we, with the word text.
Message.
Correct. Post.
Office.
No! What? Sorry.
That was the question mark. Yeah.
I knew that would let me down.
Postman. Postperson.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to the kids as well.
Sorry, Becky.
They don't get to go on holiday now. You
know? God, yeah, thanks, Hannah.
Finn, put the bucket and spade away.
We legally can't go on holiday.
That nice man you used to laugh at on the radio's let us down. Yes, you haven't won the money.
No,
let's do the remaining words. Out of interest, what would you say for spoon?
Oh, God, that's hard.
Yeah.
Full. Yeah, it's
full.
Oh, good.
Spoonful is very good, yeah. Spoonfork.
Spoonfork.
Head.
Massage.
Ache.
Oh.
Electric.
Toothbrush.
Car.
How did I only get one?
So it's gone from being a great set of answers.
As I walked back into the studio, everyone was like, it's gonna go today.
We've got a good feeling about Becky.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, it turns out it's 1 out of 5.
Oh my God.
Today. Becky, it's been really nice having you on the show. Thanks for joining us on Absolute Radio 90s every morning. Send our regards to Sophie, to Job, and to Finn, wishing them a happy day at school, and we'll speak to you again real soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Nice one. Cheers, Becky. And if you would like to have a go at 5 words, 5 grand, all you need to do is text your name right now to 81215. Just your name to 81215. We'll do the rest. And you could be playing live on air tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. You'll be playing for £5,000.
5 words, 5 grand. Start your day with Moju.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Are compiling another list, a list of helpful tips that one very specific industry based here in the UK can give us, the customers, the punters, the lays people, just to make ourselves a little better. Last time out, it was all about you tradespeople and what we're doing wrong. But this week, it's all about if you work in the hospitality industry, tell us where we're getting things wrong. Where are we failing you? Where are we failing you, hospitality industry? Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi. Welcome along to the show. So, Lisa is a cafe owner in the Bury St Edmunds area. Yeah. I'm keeping it vague because after this, none of her customers are going to come back.
I just need to clarify, I'm not the owner. I don't want to be
labelled
with that one.
Okay, you're not the owner. Okay, you're not the owner. What do you do at the cafe, Lisa, may I ask? What's your role there?
Oh, a little bit of everything. I take the orders, sit customers down, work the coffee machine, do the food, do the washing up. A little bit of everything.
Wow, that kind of sounds like you're the owner.
Yeah, it does. Or the owner should be doing more, one or the other. Anyway, you are clearly a hero of the hospitality industry, which is why you're perfectly placed to be here live on air. Now, your correspondence to the show began with, morning, Dave and team, where do I start? So, where are we failing you? Let's start at the very beginning. With coming into your establishment, where are we going wrong there, Lise?
Well, if you have a sign that says, please wait here to be seated, don't ignore it and walk straight past the
Yeah, OK, no, we got that. OK, I'm writing this one down. Yeah, this might go into the final top 8. Secondly, we've got something to do with a coffee machine. What's going on there?
It doesn't come with a volume control. We can't turn the noise down, unfortunately.
Yeah. If you want frothy milk, it's going to sound like that.
We can't control the volume. If it's loud, it's loud, unfortunately.
Cool. Let's now move on to matters of kind of life or death or some sickness. Let's talk about allergies. What's your issue there? Where are we failing you there, Lisa?
Well, it's common practice now to ask if there's any allergies, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if you turn around and say, oh, just a pain.
That's
a That's awful. That's a red card offence right there, isn't it? That's out the door. Never. You're not welcome. Not only the cafe, but you can't come back to Bury St. Edmunds after that. Yeah. You're trying to protect people. And then let's go to the very end, shall we? We've done the walking past the wait here to be seated bit. So that's people arriving. Then at the end, what are they doing, Lisa? What are they doing? Where are we failing you at the end?
Well, if we've turned the clothes sign round, it's time to go. Yeah. We have a lot of work to do once you've gone. We still have to clean and get ready for the next day.
Yeah, OK. So, I mean, Lisa, I mean, apart from the way people arrive, the way they complain, the way they order and the way they stick around so long, I think you were born for the service industry. I mean, it's always like she's always got their dream job.
She loves her job. She loves it.
Lisa, it's been a pleasure. I know you're walking your dog, so I've got one more question, as I always do, to all of our wonderful dog owners who listen to the show. How much does your dog weigh?
She's 8.5 kilograms. She's a little dinky one.
Lovely. Well, we'll speak to you soon, Lisa. Stay positive.
I will.
Okay.
A really good day today. Thank you.
Well, no, you have a great day. I've got a table for four booked at 5:30 p.m. So if you can have that ready, that would be fantastic.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. More of you are getting in touch about the top eight things that we could improve upon as a society, according to the hospitality industry. Number one, says Matt from Hampshire. Don't go on about how wonderful it is that it's bank holiday / the weekend / Christmas, etc. We'll be working. We won't be enjoying it.
Yeah, that's nice, Matt.
That's lovely. Hospitality don'ts, Dave. If you're going to order a round of drinks, do not give them to me one at a time. You may think I'm a bit stupid, but trust me, I can remember 6+ drinks. And for the love of all that is holy, do not order the Guinness last.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this resonated with everyone here who's done any work behind a bar. Well, you got to order the Guinness first. It can get underway.
Ring in advance. Order it over the phone. 24 hours before you come.
Dave and the team, do not turn up to a packed restaurant without a booking, get squeezed in by the lovely staff, then complain and ask if there's an alternative table. No, Janet, this is clearly all we have and it's all you're getting, says Andrea. Keep them coming. We are compiling a top 8. 8, 12, 15 is the number.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On your Tuesday morning, here on The Breakfast Show, we are compiling the top 8 things that we as society could improve upon, according to the hospitality industry. You've been getting in touch in your droves. Thank you ever so much for doing so. The definitive final top 8 is on the way. But joining us right now on line one is Alison. Good morning, Alison.
Hi, Dave. Hello, team.
Hi, Alison. Hello.
Welcome along to the show. Alison, where do you work?
I work at Walthamstow Trades Hall.
What else do you do, Alison?
I sing in the choir with Alison.
Choir friend.
Yes, it's another choir friend. One time at choir camp. Adam, you were literally going, is that? It can't be, not.
Did you see it in my face?
Yeah, I could see it in your face. Alison, are you part of this cabaret that we've heard all about happening this Sunday?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so who are you doing? What are you going to be?
I'm going to be Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin! Can we have a little blast? Can we have a sneak peek, a preview?
Absolutely not.
No, okay, fair enough.
See, in the morning.
That's how you do it. Look at Alison, so humble, not like Anna, banging on about being Dolly Parton every 10 minutes. So what was Anna like surrounding the whole I must be Dolly Parton thing that we heard so much about? I think positively we can call it passion, can't we? In a negative way, maybe overbearing and scary.
I can tell you, everybody in the choir is very passionate and we all love dressing up. So she's in the right place.
Hey! You know what? I really have found my tribe.
Yeah, this is your tribe.
This is my tribe.
I love it. Alison, listen, the reason you got in touch wasn't to speak to Anna. It wasn't about the cabaret. It was genuinely about us as a society, the things we can improve on when it comes to, like, the service industry. And your one is a big one. It is definitely going to be making the top 8. So tell everybody what people should just stop doing.
when we're really busy at the bar, don't wink at us or wave money at us when we're really busy in the hope you'll get served first. Just smile and catch our eye and we'll get you as soon as we can.
I mean, I can't believe the idea of somebody waving money at our cash. Alison.
And winking.
And winking.
Disgraceful.
And also as well, I mean, an important one, this came in from a lot of people, so, but we're going to let you vocalise it on their behalf. It's just important that when you do get down to business, when it is time to rumble...
Make sure you know what you want to drink. Don't stand at the bar for ages and then when you get there, say, "Oh, what have you got?"
So, I'm so sorry. I was so busy winking and waving money at you. I forgot that I wanted to order a cranberry juice and a Guinness. Yeah, I understand.
Exactly.
Alison, good luck on Sunday as Janis Joplin.
Thank you.
Thank you for texting in about this independently. I love that Anna's choir listens to the show. It makes me happy every day. Oh, are you doing the creep Radiohead thing as well?
I am, but I missed the rehearsal on Wednesday, so I haven't done it yet.
Oh, it's a good one, Alison. You will love it.
Okay, I'll let you guys talk off air. Okay, keep them coming. What are we doing wrong as a society when it comes to those of you who work within the hospitality industry? The number is 81215. Give it up for Alison, everybody. Well done, Alison.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where on this, the first day of a brand new month, we have once again been fully focused on making this a better world to live in by asking you to help us compile the top eight on this occasion. It's always a random number. Top eight things that we could improve upon as a society, according to, well, last time out, it was, of course, tradespeople, and this morning it's the hospitality industry. And of course, so many of you got in touch and joined us live on air, and I am grateful. And here we go. In at eight, don't order Guinness last! Number seven, don't turn up without a booking, then complain about the table you get and ask to be moved to a different one. Don't do that, Janet! In at six, don't complain that the coffee machine is too loud. I'm afraid, madame, it does not have a volume control! Number five, don't overstay your welcome. Leave at closing time. It's clearly signed all over the restaurant because we want to go home. Number four, when I ask you if I have any allergies, don't say, only to paying. Number three, never bang on about how great it is that it's a bank holiday, that it's a weekend, that it's Christmas, because we'll be working. In at number two, when there's a sign that says, please wait here to be seated, don't walk past it and seat yourself. And in at number one, never, ever, ever wave cash at the bar person expecting it to get you served faster. All it does is make all of us loathe you. And that is the top eight things we could improve upon as a society, according to people who actually work within the hospitality industry.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and as promised, it is time right now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So, an extra piece of bonus material from across all of social media. Who have you got for us right now?
A welcome return for Josh Pugh.
Oh,
well,
Josh.
One of the goats of social ammo 100%. History. Always welcome here. He may be the voice of the lotto now, but he's still going strong and releasing videos. And this is a great new one from him. The concept is when you and your partner have very different friends.
Gosh.
Here it is.
Lauren split up with her boyfriend, has she? Is Lauren the lawyer? Yeah, the one that does triathlons. Yeah, I remember her, yeah. And will she keep the house? Well, yeah, it's her house, isn't it? She owns it. So, yeah, one of my mates is single, actually. We should set him up. My mate Bogbrush. Bogbrush, yeah, we call him Bogbrush. Yeah, but he's with his mum at the moment. Lives at his mum's still. Well, it's in case that she needs a carer if she gets older. He'll be there to care for her. She's 51 at the minute, but it's just in case in the future. So he's just stayed there. Bogbrush, because once at a house party, there was no cups, so he was drinking out the toilet brush holder, so it's just kind of stuck since then. Let me know if she wants his number, and I'll get it across to her.
Sounds like a real catch.
I mean, not the specific details, obviously, there for comic effect, but the premise is quite
it's
close great. To home for me.
Yeah. It's very strong, very strong. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
I mean, some of Sarah Jane's friends are just the worst. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that is it. The first breakfast show of October 2024 is done. What a charm it's been to broadcast it to you all. Thank you for tuning in and joining in. You can listen again to the whole thing for free in the Rayo app, or you can wait for the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast to arrive. Matt, we've got quite a lot of names to get through here.
Yeah, okay, what we got?
I kind of regret ringing the bell as much as I did. I've really made a rod for my own back.
Because,
you know, around this time, I'm kind of checking out.
Yeah.
The Sturge is looking at me through the studio window.
Yeah,
she's
going to
be here.
She's itching to go.
Yeah, she's got the no-repeat guarantee and, of course, the details you need to win £250,000. But I'm going to have to read off a lot of podcast names. So please do pay attention. Here we go. Shelley's been freaking out her exes on TikTok. And you, my lord, if you are duetting with AI, please call somebody. Speaking truth to power. Silver service waitresses at a marquee event is very Alex Turner. Spoon me, big spoon, little spoon, cardboard box. Just here, thanks, Pete. Finn, put the bucket and spade away. We legally can't go on holiday. And ring ahead 24 hours in advance to order your Guinness.
Nice. Well, I mean, with the list of pet peeves, maybe the Guinness one is the go. It's either the Guinness one or spoon me, big spoon, little spoon, cardboard box. I'm quite happy to go with either of those.
It's got to be the spooning.
Okay, yeah, great. Spoon it up.
A couple of hours ago, Matt Dyson gave me the spooning of my life, and I want to name the podcast after it. So, as I say, Sturge is here. All the details you need to win 250 grand on Friday. As for us, we're going to be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.